Thanks, Michelle. Were you a little caught off guard there?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
Anyway, hey, okay. You guys can always see more WTUZ.com. Latest news, weather, Big Z sports stuff is up there for you all the time, too. Of course, WTUZ.com, Facebook and Twitter as well to stay up to date. Hey, didn't you have some story, some state story, right? Some dog ate somebody's marijuana and then a fight ensued or so. What the heck actually happened there?
So, according to the AP, a dog ate Desiree Smith's marijuana and the dog attacked two people. And,
oh, I thought it was a fight between two people because, dude, your dog ate my marijuana. No. I'm so upset right now. Thought it was one of those things.
No, attacked two people, and they said it was because she ate her, this Desiree Smith's
Interesting.
Marijuana. Mm-hmm. I thought whenever, I don't know, I've never participated
sure,
in this
Michelle.
Kind of recreational activity.
Whatever
but
you're saying.
I was always under assumption that marijuana made you chill and not aggressive.
Yeah, it makes you chill, makes you apparently hungry. You get what they call cotton mouth, I guess, from, I don't know, this is just what people have told me. Don't really know. Hey, in Charlotte, Vermont, not Charlotte, North Carolina, this actually kind of relates to dogs eating marijuana. Some dog park there, they're trying to find out. Somebody has been laying dog treats around, and these dogs, obviously, they're dogs. They're smart to an extent, but if they smell a treat, they're going to eat it. They've been putting some marijuana inside some dog treats throughout this dog park, and dogs have been going back home with their owners, and then a little lackadaisical, getting sick. Philo, what's wrong with you? Good boy. But no, they're trying to find out who keeps doing this. Cruelty to animals. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Drugging just random dogs in a dog park.
Yikes.
Yeah, so they're trying to figure out.
But apparently dogs are aggressive whenever they consume marijuana.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
They just don't get hungry. They just don't want treats and you just want to go play outside and look at the clouds.
Reverse effects for canines, I suppose.
Oh, hey, now to humans. See what you've done, Michelle? Now to humans and pot smoking. Apparently in Mississippi, they've had problems with folks going to those Sonic restaurants. You know those Sonic drive-thrus?
Yeah.
You ever been to one?
I think once,
There's one in North Canton, like down the road from my house. They were everywhere in Texas. I went to a number of Sonic restaurants in Texas. There's not too many in Ohio that I'm aware of.
Yeah, you don't see them very often.
Yeah, there's not too many. But in Mississippi, they had to put signs up and alerts for, apparently, individuals have been coming through there ordering their food. Here's the deal. If you've never been to a Sonic, you pull up. They have an original, traditional, what we know as a drive-thru, but they also have a little place that's like Swenson's. You pull up. And people will come up to your car, but at Sonic, you hit a button, place your order.
Kind of like Fun Days.
Then they come out. I'm burying the lead here, but apparently people keep smoking weed at Mississippi Sonic restaurants, and they've had to post signs and say, hey, if you're going to do that, we're not going to serve you here. So I mean, they're pretty brave down there in Mississippi.
Yeah, apparently.
Pretty brave. Hey, can I have some mozzarella sticks, an orange cream slush? No, make that 2 orange cream slushes order of.
It must happen quite often if they have to acknowledge it.
Post signs and tell people, hey, please stop. You won't be served. You won't be held here at this Sonic. You want to know a true story? Story time with Uncle Eric. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is a true story. I was hosting a Wednesday night area coaches show in Beeville, Texas,
okay.
And we do it during the football season, interview local football coaches, in particular the Beeville coach, each and every single week. That's where the station was at. We carried their games. All right,
okay,
so we're there at a Sonic drive-in outdoors. We would rotate locations throughout the year. One week would be at Sonic, one week it may be at the good old Beeville diner. One week, it may be at the local Chili's restaurant where we would host the local coach's show, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're there at Sonic, and we're in the middle of a commercial break, and I smell that smell, which can only be, you know, we all know that smell, right?
I love your sound effects.
We all know that smell, and I'm there with coaches from the local school, right?
Right.
And we're all looking around. somebody was literally right there in the drive-thru at Sonic. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Smoking marijuana. And I'm just like, I have to do a radio show here. Is this smoke going to creep over and get into my system?
Did it?
No. I mean, I don't know. I'm always a goofball anyways. So
true.
You can take that for what it's worth. But I just, I don't know. That story made me go back to my Sonic drive-in days there at Beeville. Oh, that's apparently that's how they get down in Texas and Mississippi.
Apparently.
Yeah. So see what road you let us down with that story?
I'm so sorry.
It's all your fault.
I saw it and I thought it was just so bizarre.
It's all your fault.
I had to say it.
Hey, late night talk show host Seth Meyers, he had his baby last night.
I heard about this.
He and his wife, born yesterday, new baby boy into the world. Not in a hospital, though.
Nope.
In his lobby at some New York City apartment building. Apparently, they were going to leave. Wife was experiencing those contractions. They thought they had enough time. Those contractions came stronger, closer together, and before they could get in the Uber ride to the hospital, they had to stop right then and there in the lobby, and she gave birth to their baby boy.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say about this.
I know, right?
It's going to be funny.
He has made one statement. The only bad thing about it, he still had to pay the Uber driver that charged him, even though, you know, didn't go anywhere. If you call an Uber to your place, you know, they're still going to charge.
They still charged him?
I mean, if you call into your place, you're taking, they could have been going somewhere else to pick up somebody
who
really wanted a ride. But it's all righty. He had a baby.
It's all righty.
They should have put that one on the house, right?
Right.
Oh, you just had a baby boy? New York City traffic, that'll be $25, please.
Oh, my gosh.
You ever taken an Uber before?
Oh, all the time.
I have never taken an Uber.
You haven't?
Not yet, no.
Still gonna get you out.
What do you mean? How much partying do you do on the weekends, Michelle?
Well, no, in
take an Uber all the time. She says
in Cleveland, you to get around. Is,
yeah,
it's better to
much
Uber.
Easier,
right? Because traffic downtown and parking—it's just a hassle. So might as well just call an Uber.
They have Uber Eats now, where they'll like
yes.
bring Taco Bell
I
right
miss
to your
Uber Eats
right to your door.
Oh,
now that's I'm a little weary about that. Yeah,
no, it's perfect. It's the greatest invention.
I get it.
Ever.
Now, listen, we get pizza delivered, right?
Right.
Some Chinese places may deliver, but you can't get, you know, good old-fashioned McDonald's hamburger or Wendy's, Burger King, or Taco Bell. You can't get any of that delivered to your home. But now with Uber Eats,
you can
tell your Uber driver, hey, man, go stop by Taco Bell. Get me an order of mozzarella sticks, an orange cream slush. No, make that two orange cream slush. But here's the deal. Is a pizza delivery person trained? No, there's really no training involved. I used to do it, okay? Eric McElroy used to deliver your pizza pie hot and fresh to your door. But somebody just delivering your Taco Bell, I don't know. There's just something weird about it.
No,
could it be tampered with?
No.
Could they could be flying around. They're not going to look in the bag and make sure they have all the items and the fire sauce that I asked for to go along with my Taco Bell. They're just not.
They're not.
No.
I don't think they're allowed to.
And if there's something wrong with the order, they're not going to circle back around. You get what you get with Uber Eats, and you can't really throw fit.
Then I bet you they have, like, looked inside and just maybe grabbed a few fries.
See what this dude's got in here. I'm going to order get a couple French fries. He won't notice if I take a drink of his
right.
Coke.
Ew,
no
so
harm,
gross.
No foul. Hey, you'll be in downtown Cleveland today for the Indians game, right?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
We haven't decided
you
yet.
You get your butt downtown.
I know.
There were like 13 people at that game last night.
I know.
They need all the support they can get.
I know.
So darn cold, though.
I know. The weather, it's...
I can't wait to see the crowds, though. They're at the ballpark when it's actually, you know, baseball weather.
Right. Like June.
This is football weather. And the crowd at Progressive Field looks like they're watching a Cleveland Browns football game because there's about 12 people in the stands watching. No, I'm just
the
kidding.
The Browns actually, they have a very strong following for how terrible they are.
Yeah, I know.
I've
said this a number of times. Now, we know how crazy it got when the Cavs won the title, right?
Mm-hmm.
Insane. The parade, almost 1.5 million people.
Did you go?
No. Almost 1.5 million people down. I was out of town.
Oh, okay.
I was actually at my mother's in North Carolina that summer of 2016, which I'll never forget. But anyway, if the Browns ever win a Super Bowl, okay,
right.
it will be 10 times
legendary.
Crazier than what you saw. with the Cavs winning a championship.
Do you think that will ever happen in our lifetime?
I don't know. I really don't know. I hope so. I'm a bigger Browns fan than I am anything else. Bigger Browns fan than Cavs or Indians or,
really?
Or anything. Yeah.
They're just such a disappointment.
Runs deep.
It does run deep.
It runs deep. No, last year, literally, it shaved years off my life. At least two and a half years off my... When I die, somebody at my funeral, I want them to say, you know, Eric would have lived a couple more years longer if it weren't for the Browns going 0-16. That was, I mean, that hurt me. It really did hurt. 99.9 WTUZ, Babbling Brook in the house.
Hi. Happy hump day.
What up, Brooke? Glad you can make it.
Thanks.
Glad you're along
for
the ride.
Glad the sun is shining.
Is it out there?
It is. Look at that.
I don't know.
I forgot what it looked like.
I don't know. Benchmark Construction's blocking my view. Oh. Can't see crap out there. With that new building they constructed.
That should be done soon, I think.
Yeah, it's a great view we have. Check it out. Hey,
maybe they can paint a mural or something on there to make it a little bit nicer to look at.
Are you saying you're going to go vandalize that new building
with
some spray paint?
No. I'll get permission first.
I'll spray paint Z Country on it.
There you go.
Just like some local billboards we've been seeing pop up around town.
Sure.
We should all go defame those.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Eric.
Yeah, anyway.
No idea.
Hey, Brooke, you do have Z News.
I do.
Where has Z News gone? Well, you have it.
I do.
All right, go for it.
All right, today in history, in 1921, Iowa became the first state to impose a cigarette tax, 2 cents a packet.
2 cents a pack on tax.
Now, what are they now? Like, $7
like,
or something?
42 cents, like, for tax, I think.
Well, the full price for...
Yeah, I know somebody who bought a pack of cigarettes yesterday.
Yeah.
And they spent $7.02.
Expensive.
Yeah.
It's an expensive habit.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I got kids to feed.
That's right. 1947, Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers played in an exhibition against the New York Yankees at Ebbets Field 4 days before his regular season debut that broke baseball's color line.
Yeah, the color barrier.
Yeah. And then in 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis's first wife, Jane Mitchum, filed for divorce. He had already secretly married his 13-year-old cousin.
Is that weird?
Yes.
Is that creepy or anything?
A little bit. 13. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess there maybe were no rules.
I think they did that in Pennsylvania. I think it's still legal there, by the way.
Really? No way.
I'm just kidding.
What? And then in 81, Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli got married, and then they separated in 2002.
Yeah,
but
they were married
a long time.
Married a long, long time.
Yeah. Holidays for today, it's National Bookmobile Day.
Remember the good old Bookmobile?
I do. I wonder if that's going to be out and about.
Do they still have... They got to have them that go around.
I think they do.
Right?
I think so. It's School Librarians Day, so that kind of goes hand in hand there. 8-track tape day. 8 tracks.
It's a throwback.
Yes. National Pet Day. That's a good one.
Shout out to Sophie and Cody, my two dogs.
And my dog, Sunny.
The two folks listening right now, my two dogs.
And World Parkinson's Disease Day.
Mm.
It's an awful, awful disease. But I guess, you know, hopefully someday they will come up with some things to help out with that.
Michael J. Fox, the most notable celebrity.
Apparently they have something that's helping him. You know how a lot of times actors...
Because he has money.
Right.
No, I'm not saying that. He still suffers.
Yeah,
greatly.
He does, but he seems like he does better with it than others. Country music on TV today. Reba, she'll be on The Talk. What else is on TV? Survivor, Game Changers at 8. Modern Family's on at 9. Law and Order Special Victims Unit is on at 9. And in country music, you can never have too much of a good thing, especially in Vegas.
Well, I guess that's a true story, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Reba and Brooks and Dunn, they've extended their Sin City residency.
Oh, they're staying out there, huh?
Yes. They've got 12 new dates. Of course, they had added some in August, but now they're adding in October and December.
Nah. Reba might as well just stay out there. She's getting ready to host the ACMs, which are this Sunday out there.
So yeah.
She might as well just set up shop. That's her second home.
Yeah.
That and KFC.
There you go. And then while in Arizona to play the Country Thunder Music Festival on Friday, Jason Aldean stopped by the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix to visit a patient and her family who was shot in last year's Route 91 Harvest Festival in Vegas. She was shot in the head.
And lived.
Yeah. Of course, her brain injuries, the doctors didn't think that she would survive. She came through, and so Jason went and saw her.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I saw pictures of that making their rounds on social media and everything. When he performs there, Jason Aldean, this Sunday for the ACMs, that'll be his first time back since that.
Wow.
Since that occurred back in October.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I don't blame him.
Hey, Brooke. Today's hump day, tomorrow Friday Eve, and
yay,
that's when we will see you once again.
That's right.
All right.